Governor Stitt reviews the state budget, Chesapeake considers bankruptcy, and a popular sporting venue is taking a swing at reopening. For the Oklahoman, I'm Dave Morris. Today is Monday, May 11th. Thanks so much for listening today. Oklahoma's number of positive coronavirus cases now stands at 4,613, according to the latest numbers from the state health department. The health department reported two additional deaths on Monday, one occurring in the last 24 hours, and one from Saturday, bringing the total number of deaths to 274 for the state. According to the Trump administration, nearly 9 million Americans have been tested for the coronavirus. To increase the nation's testing capacity, the federal government has earmarked $1 billion for testing funds, all to be sent out to all 50 states and U.S. territories.
I said from the beginning that the federal government would back up the states and help them build their testing capability and capacities, and that's exactly what's happened. And governors have learned how to maximize these testing resources. The federal government is also supporting states with vital supplies, quick approvals of new tests, and one-on-one coaching from the team here at the White House on how to increase capacity and increase it very quickly.
Governor Kevin Stitt says he is still in the process of reviewing the state budget. He says he has several questions surrounding the figures. Stitt has until Wednesday evening to decide whether he will sign or veto the series of budget bills. However, during a media briefing on Monday afternoon, the governor did announce his plans for two of the financial measures.
I want Oklahomans to know that I am vetoing House Bill 2741 and 2742. Which would rob from our teachers' retirement fund, our law enforcement retirement fund, and our firefighters' retirement fund. We have made great progress shoring up our retirement systems in the last few years. Now is not the time to undo that progress. These bills will take tens of millions of dollars away from teachers to fund district costs, and it would bring our funding ratio back down to where it was in 2014. Raiding state pension funds to balance the budget is unfortunately nothing new in this building. But just last year, the legislature was talking about how important it was to protect pensions even during a recession. Oklahomans deserve better.
Chesapeake Energy Corporation says it's considering filing for bankruptcy. The company posted a net loss of more than $8 billion for the first quarter of 2020. The Oklahoma's Jack Money has more on what led up to the loss and the uncertainty of the oil industry.
The main driver behind Chesapeake's operational and financial results for this quarter was a write-down on the value of the assets that it has in fields across the country. At the end of 2019, it valued those assets at about $16.2 billion. At the end of March in 2020, it had reduced the value of those assets to about $7.8 billion. So, you know, that was a hit of about $8.5 billion that had to be applied towards what it earned during the period. And that's why its net loss was so high. The company has been struggling with, meeting the requirements that it has with its debtors to, you know, keep its ratio of debt in balance with earnings that it was making. And in this type of environment, it's just, you know, really difficult for them to be able to do that. And that's why they've thrown bankruptcy out as an option to continue doing business in the future. You know, one of the things that makes this situation not only unpredictable for Chesapeake, but for companies across a variety of different industries, including the oil and gas industry, is that people still, you know, really don't know what the full impact of the coronavirus pandemic is going to have on the types of businesses that they're involved in. In the case of the oil and gas industry, you know, if this pandemic continues to play out and continues to have a significant hit on global crude demand, like it's been having over the past couple of months, that could impact their cash flows. It could impact their financial condition. It could, you know, affect their operations because, you know, they may have a bunch of employees that can't work either because they're sick or because they're caring for people who are sick or because, hey, you got to shut down because of everything that's going on. And beyond that, we really have no clue what OPEC and Russia are going to do going forward related to their current outputs of crude oil. So, you know, bankruptcy sounds like, you know, a really bad deal. But in the case of a company like Chesapeake, it has really good assets across a number of fields in the nation. Its biggest problem is its debt. If it were able to, you know, work out a deal with creditors through bankruptcy court to unload a significant portion of that, I see no reason why the company couldn't continue on into the future.
Costco is negotiating a purchase contract on a space for a proposed operations center in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoman Steve Lackmire reports Costco expects to announce the location of the center later this month. The deal called for a $3 million incentive from the city's general obligation limited tax bond. In addition, the deal calls for Costco to employ 1,044 people with an average wage of $60,000 within 3 years. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt called the jobs package one of the largest such influxes and is critical as it coincided with high unemployment caused by the pandemic. Topgolf reopened today. The sporting venue at Chisholm Creek off the Kilpatrick Turnpike and Western Avenue has been closed since mid-March. The Oklahoma City operation is the first location in the country to open its doors.
The first thing you'll notice is when you walk into Topgolf, we now have socially distanced markers throughout the venue, in our common spaces, in our lobby, helping guide guests in terms of where to stand, to make sure they're at least 6 feet apart from one another. The second thing you'll notice is that the bay experience has actually been transformed. So as you can see behind me, we now have dividers to make sure that groups of six are sectioned off from one another. You know, it's interesting, the space from one tee to the next is actually 11 feet, but just to be extra safe, we went ahead and built the dividers that are behind me. We've also retrained all of our staff on new health and safety procedures, including how to disinfect all aspects of the bay, from golf clubs, golf balls, tables, chairs, in between each party, so that whenever a new group comes in, they have a fully disinfected bay at their fingertips.
Members of the Putnam City Baptist Church enjoyed an outdoor service on Sunday for the church's first lawn chair church service. The outdoor ceremony drew about 300 people and was the first of several outdoor gatherings the church will host during the month of May. Senior pastor Reverend Bill Holtz said church leaders felt the service would allow the congregation to safely gather together for the first time in nearly 2 months.
It's been at least a new step. We didn't know how people would respond. We know a lot of people are still being cautious. We've encouraged those in the vulnerable age group of 65 and older and those who are immunocompromised to stay at home. So we knew it would be a smaller group of people who could gather, but still some who want to take those first steps of starting to re-enter into connecting with people again. So we wanted to do that in a safe way, and I'm very pleased, especially with the weather and our first time. We hope it will continue to grow through the month of May.
The new service is part of a recent trend among houses of worship as congregations attempt to navigate restrictions and limit the spread of COVID-19. That'll do it for today. Thanks so much again for listening. You can find more stories, it's a busy news day, on our website at oklahoman.com. You can subscribe to our digital services at oklahoman.com/subscribe. For producer Paige Dillard and all my colleagues at The Oklahoman, I'm Dave Morris. Have a great night, everyone.